When you ask someone what is their biggest achievement, their children are a common answer. And Henry Winkler answered the same way, albeit with a bit of humor. But then he talks about his learning disability and how he overcame it. Who knew that the Fonz was dyslexic? Winkler's written a series of books about kids like himself, and he offers advice to parents of children with learning disabilities.
Aside from my three children, who are unbelievably rude but very good people in the world, the books that I write for children, Hank Zipser, World's Greatest Underachiever, the 15th novel that's coming out, I am completely dyslexic. And if you told me that I would have been part of a partnership that wrote 15 novels for kids that have been on the New York Times bestseller list, you could have knocked me over with a fence. You have no idea what is lying inside of you. You have no idea about the greatness that you just have to figure what it is and give it to the world. I used to think I would love to take my dyslexia and scrape it out of my brain like a... And then I realized, maybe it is because of dyslexia, it is because of the challenge itself that I have been able to achieve and it forced me to fight even harder. You know? And so the books that I write, Hank Zipser, The World's Greatest Underachiever, are about my life as a dyslexic, except he's a very funny kid in the 4th and 5th grade. They are my life. It's the school that I went to. It's the apartment I grew up in. It's Miss Adolph, who was my teacher, who was the worst teacher on the planet. I raised my hand to go to the bathroom. I'm still waiting for her to call on me. I have a lot of advice for people with children with learning challenges. The child feels badly on their own. They know that something is not right. They want to do right. And it is the job of the parent to be not only the advocate for the child at school, but to make sure that their child's self-image remains strong all the time.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.